I've titled this sermon, Let the Peace of God Disturb You, as we raise children of God. We can have the next slide there. Thanks, Lee. Excellent. So if you want to try and unlock it, I think one of the best ways to do it is to think, can we put some God goggles? I've got some goggles here. These aren't God goggles. These are just goggles. Can we put some, this is for the water. No, it wasn't for the water. Can we put some God goggles on and see the world differently as we look through the eyes of Christ at this world? And the first one, thanks again, thanks Lee. First one is time. See time differently. So God sees time as this thing that, like, we've got this time that we are on right now, but all of time and all of creation and even us are heading towards, in this little passage, it's called future glory. Okay? Future glory. What does future glory mean? Well, that's like the glory or the shining glory of God upon this whole earth. Other ways that it's described about in the Bible is the new heaven and the new earth. The reconciliation of all things. Everything that was enemies is now brought together in peace. A time where there will be no more bullying. Jesus also talks about the kingdom or the reign of God finally breaking through. The shalom, the peace of God, all things with nature, with God, and our humans, and between humans themselves. That's the future glory. But we live in the now and the not yet. We've been baptized, we're filled with the Spirit, and we have a foretaste of what this might look like, this future glory, but we're living in this now and not yet time. We're heading towards there. With God goggles on, we realize we're in that not quite there yet time. We see glimpses of it. Thanks, Lee. Beautiful. With these God goggles, we see ourselves differently. We look in the mirror and we don't see Benji Callen, who was born in America and various other things that happened. Do you remember that talk I did about onions? Those layers. What's the most important, that the root of all that we are? We see each other as children of God. Reborn in Christ. That is who we are. We're heirs. And eventually, this future glory, we're going to be co-heirs with Christ. In this future glory, we don't have bodies. And as I was talking to Jamie, I don't have to go to the toilet anymore. That was her comment. I don't know. It doesn't really say that in the Bible. It's not clear. But we have these different bodies. We have these bodies that aren't sick and decaying. That we get this foretaste of what it means to be a child of God. And it stirs our souls and it remembers and it reminds us who we are. And all that other stuff that other people have said about us, those labels that people have put on us, they're like sticky notes that eventually just fall on the ground. And what's left is the core of who we are as children of God. Lavished with God's love. That's what God goggles do to us. Thanks, Lee. God goggles help us see creation differently too. You notice that creation was being used in this, that all creation is groaning with the pains of childbirth to see children of God being born. That's what it's saying. There's this sense, and you can see that all throughout the whole of the Old and the New Testament, this sense that creation is actually another character in the Bible, and it's beautiful. It's kind of like, you know, each time the magpies sing in the morning or swoop you, each time you see the sun rising and setting, and the mist rising up, or the beauty of this earth, it's groaning to see children of God being born. Isn't that beautiful? But it's groaning those aches of childbirth, and that's why we see an earth that's also decaying and really struggling. With God goggles, we see our communities differently. We see our communities as people who desperately need the reconciliation that can be found in Christ Jesus. Desperately need the knowledge that they are God's children. See our communities as with deep, deep love, but also a sense that, Jesus says, that prisoners who need to be set free. And he looked on the crowds at one point. When he was walking around, Jesus looked in the crowds and he saw them and he said, "They're like sheep without a shepherd." And sheep without a shepherd, they get lost and they're frightened and they're scared and there's stuff going on in their lives that's just, oh God, it's not what it's supposed to be like. There's an ache and a disturbance. There's a dis-ease that goes on when we see other people with God's goggles. Jesus says, I pray that the Lord of the harvest would send workers out in the field to bring in the harvest. And then what does he do? He goes down and he starts healing everyone, healing their diseases. Can we see people with God goggles, our community? Thanks again. Now, that's God goggles, future glory. So how we see time, how we see ourselves, how we see creation, how we see the community. What do we do? And this passage talks about what we're doing. It's kind of like eagerly waiting. There's someone who's waiting for Christmas time. That's only 25 days. We're talking, we don't know. How do we eagerly wait? Well, two more points and that's it. Pray with desperate patience. It says we should pray and that our spirits have this groaning that thanks to the Holy Spirit working inside us. And sometimes we don't even know what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit does it for us. Can we be a church at Burnside City that is desperately praying and be known as a church that's desperately praying? I believe we can. I think there's already lots of signs about it. There was a great prayer team there this morning praying for this service. Next and final slide. In this now and not yet moment that we find ourselves on with these God goggles, what can we do? We can be led by the Spirit. That's how it starts. Led by the Spirit as children of God. And we can be previews of the future glory. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited that there's a new Star Wars movie coming out in a few weeks' time. And there have been previews for this like months ago. And my son would come home and go, "There's a new preview out," and we'd watch it together as a family, really excited. And in many ways, that's been happening since 1977, I think, was the first one. So it's been a long time getting excited about it. A movie preview is like a little taste of what the movie will be like, but it's not the full movie. Can our lives be a little taste of what future glory will be like? We're called to be people of the ministry of reconciliation. That reconciliation of all things through Christ, we're required to be people of that. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God." To make peace. So if we see the world, our community with these God goggles, we see the distress that's going on, can we see ourselves as being the ones who bear the peace of Jesus in their lives? I pray we can, and I know we can, and I know that we have been. And that's something for all of us to do. Be led by the Spirit to be a preview of that future glory. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this passage. Thank you that we are children of God right here, right now. And that we can call you Abba, Father, a beautiful relationship. A relationship that that you don't want it to see ever go away. And Lord, as we have this beautiful relationship, as you put those God goggles on us and we see the world differently, we see the pain a little bit differently too. Lord, help us to be people of reconciliation, peacemakers in this world, by the power of your Spirit. Amen.